It's time to take the quiz.
5 questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.
Welcome to this episode of Kennedy Saves the World. And I know what you're thinking. Kennedalia, please save me from Gwyneth Paltrow, the ski resort terrorist. She is such an insufferable, awful person that she's clearly just going to fancy posh ski resorts and mowing down old people, trying to give them chronic brain injuries for the rest of their lives. I wish that were the case. I wish that Gwyneth Paltrow were such a cold, hard bitch that she just spent her time as a speed demon on skis, just, scoping out the slopes, looking for vulnerable old people like Death Race 2000 going, you know what? That a-hole is next. He looks like a veteran. He looks a little feeble. I'm going to plow into him. And then when he's down on the ground, spitting blood, unable to breathe, I'm going to skedaddle. I'm going to ski off. And he'll never know who hit him. I don't think that's what happened at all. So Gwyneth Paltrow is being sued by a 76-year-old man who says that 7 years ago she plowed into him because she was haplessly facing backwards downhill, looking up at her children who are skiing down as her children were screaming, "Look at me ski, mommy!" They would never do that. The children, the ages that her children were at the time, they were already super annoyed with her. We're all annoyed with Gwyneth Paltrow. At this point, I can't stand her. And it's like Shakespeare in Love, Gwyneth, that's fine. The Gwyneth who dated Brad Pitt, she was cool. Goop, super skinny, I drink bone broth and coffee all day probably together. That's the annoying Gwyneth. So because Gwyneth is so annoying to people, like, oh my God, she's got Jeffrey Dahmer glasses in the courtroom, that everyone thinks she's guilty. I do not think she's guilty. I think this guy plowed into her. They both fell. Ski Patrol comes up. Ski Patrol's like, "You're Gwyneth Paltrow. You're amazing. You can totally leave. We got this guy." And she's like, "Are you sure?" And they're like, "Yeah, seriously, go ahead and go." Because he's saying she was facing uphill, but somehow, you know, like doing ski ballet at 60 miles per hour, she just ran into him. He's so discombobulated. He has a concussion. He's got cuts and he's got broken ribs. And like anyone, especially a mom with two kids with her, is going to go, "Wow, you are a wheezing sack of dying crap. I hate humans. I hate old people. I hope you die." That would have had to have been her mentality. And clearly it wasn't. She waited for the ski patrol. This codger ran into her. It happened 7 years ago. Stay right there. More from me, Kennedy, coming up.
Precise, personal, powerful. It's America's weather team in the palm of your hands. Get Fox weather updates throughout your busy day, every day. Subscribe and listen now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
He's suing her for $300,000, which isn't a lot of money. You know what he was suing her for before? $3 million. He texted his daughters after, you know, the incident, "I'm famous," because Gwyneth Paltrow ran into him. What does she weigh? 70 pounds? There's no way she's going to break four ribs. Do you know how fast you have to be hit by someone to break four of your ribs? He probably did it falling down the stairs. He probably put some Vaseline on his feet and forgot about it and slipped down the wooden staircase and was embarrassed. And, you know, by providence, the gods of the ski heavens smiled upon him that day and sent Gwyneth Paltrow just a punching bag, and he ran into her, and she said, and I believe this, she looked down, she sees his skis beneath her feet, and now that's how it happens. You know, it's like, I've been hit by people snowboarding. My baby daddy, this is a crazy story. We were at an intersection in Washington State, probably somewhere in Snoqualmie Pass. And we're in a slow, like all the orange signs say slow because there's, you know, an intersection and you're yielding and crossing and just can't dick around. So, and my baby daddy at the time was a professional snowboarder. And a kid ran into him, and he had the wherewithal to spin the kid around so they both didn't get injured. And my baby daddy stayed upright. The kid's board went in his face and knocked out all of his teeth. That's how fast the kid was going. The kid was the one who got hurt. Baby daddy spun the kid. It was wild. And the kid's face, his upper jaw looked like a bleeding plum. And this is such a wild story. So he is obviously in so much pain. He is not doing well. Who skis up? A dentist with latex gloves. And he's like, I'm a dentist. Let me have a look inside. And so he goes to look inside the kid's head hole. The teeth are gone. His friends are picking up teeth wherever they can. He was Canadian, of course, jackassing around like that on these American slopes. So the kid goes back to Canada for his free, crappy health care. I don't know what happened to the dentist. He was probably mowed over by Gwyneth Paltrow doing a trial run for, you know. And the only thing that will convince me that Gwyneth Paltrow is guilty, it's just, and by the way, baby daddy called the ski resort and they said, yeah, the kid, that's how he found out, because he wanted to check on this kid who harmed himself, whose teeth imprint was on his own board. Like, that's how fast the collision and hard the collision was. And that's how quickly they spun around. Baby daddy was lucky that he did not get decapitated. Otherwise, there would be no babies from the daddy. But thank God he was fast thinking in that moment. But the only way I would ever believe that Gwyneth Paltrow is guilty is if like 15 old people, you know, they all testify like, well, I also was at Deer Valley the year before, and I heard some woman saying, Moses, Apple, why don't you spot a gummer that I can collide into so I can ruin their life? Unless there are 15 people like that, I don't believe this for a second. I don't think the guy should get any money. I don't think Gwyneth Paltrow should get any money because she's annoying. I think Goop should go away because it's dumb. But I do not believe that she is guilty of any negligence here. She was the one who was aggrieved. He ran into her and he was hoping this was his gravy train. Mm-mm. The torts law stops here. Sorry, Gwyneth, it's not an A-plus for me. You're a bit pitchy, dog. But I do think you're in the clear here. This has been Kennedy Saves the World. I'm Kennedy. For more podcasts from my friends at Fox, you can go to foxnewspodcast.com. You can subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen. Listen ad-free with a Fox News Podcast Plus subscription on Apple Podcasts, and Amazon Prime members can listen to this show ad-free on the Amazon Music app. Oh, go ahead and leave me a review while you're there. I'd love to hear what you have to say. You've been listening to Kennedy Saves the World on the Fox News Podcast Network.
Put the power of over 100 meteorologists and the worldwide resources of Fox in your hands with the Fox Weather Podcast. Precise, personal, powerful. Subscribe and listen now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.